This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Time now for our Friday StoryCorps series. Stefan Watts was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome when he was 9 years old. He loved computers and coding. At age 15, Stefan had a mental health episode at his home in South Suburban Calumet City. His father called police, and shortly after they arrived, they shot and killed Stefan. At StoryCorps in Chicago, his older sister Renee spent time with mom, Danaline, talking about Stefan's life.
Who is Stefan? How would you describe him?
Stefan was a very shy young man. He was very quiet, but you could see the love through his eyes. There was something special with you and Stefan.
I was in college. I was studying C-sharp and JavaScript, and I was like really intense in learning how to code. I don't recall even talking to him about coding at all. But he found a way to program a small program on the computer, a small game. He was able to record it and upload it to YouTube. And I remember him showing me, and I was like, how did you do this?
Yep.
I don't even know this much yet. How did you do this? When Stefan was diagnosed with autism, what resources did the doctors have available for you?
The doctor always said, don't aggravate him. Have the police assist you, put him in the ambulance so he can get medical treatment. Knowing what I know now, that was the wrong thing to do. When my son is going through a crisis, he do not need police officers, ambulance, fire department. Those are the last thing they want to see, because even the siren, even the lights can trigger. It can create a crisis where there shouldn't be one.
Describe the last time you saw Stefan.
Oh, that one is heavy. The very last time I saw Stefan, I came in from work that morning. I was working night shift. I make him breakfast. We talk about going to Jamaica. I gave him his medication. He pick a star. He always pick a star of his choosing to place on the calendar, a special calendar, when he take his medication. And I went to bed. That was the last time I saw Stefan alive, February 1st, 2012. The next thing that wake me up out of my sleep was a loud bang sound. And just as I got out of my room and into the kitchen, there was two police officers at the door, and there was two more at the top of the stairs and two by the back door.
It is really hard because I don't talk about Stefan.
I know.
I don't describe him to anybody.
I know. It would have been great to see the person that he would have been. And I do think he would have had a lot to offer, and we will never know. And I love him.
That was Danaline Powell Dickens talking about her son, Stefan Watts. A bill inspired by his death passed the Illinois House last month and is now pending before the state Senate. StoryCorps is a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. If you'd like to record an interview, you can do it virtually through StoryCorps Connect. It'll be archived in the Library of Congress. More at StoryCorps.org/Chicago. This is WBEZ.